Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're going to turn our attentions to horse racing in the programme now, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, how are you keeping?
Good, and yourself, Harry?
Very well. Looking forward to this weekend's action, and we've got some great racing to look forward to on Saturday with meetings at the Curra and Killarney.
That's correct indeed, and we've got an ace on Sunday then as well, and of course the last day of the York Ebor Festival, a bit of big Ebor handicap tomorrow, a couple of Irish runners in there. Some great racing during the week, I have to say. That Diet was very impressive in winning the Chudmonte Stakes on Wednesday, and Love, of course, confirmed herself, I think, to be the best filly around at the moment, with a very easy win the Yorkshire Oaks yesterday. No surprise to see that she's been installed as favourite now for the Ark with some bookmakers. Of course, she'd probably taken on the likes of Enable and Diet there, so she won the race of the season, but she certainly continues to really impress. That was her third Group 1 win of the season, and she won it very easily, as you would expect of an odds-on shot. But she really is a very smart filly, and certainly one of the best fillies in training at the moment.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to seeing her in action again this year, hopefully at the Ark, as you said, dear Martin. In terms of Saturday's action, what's the pick of the racing at the Curra?
Well, definitely there's a couple of nice races here. Two very good Group 2 races for two-year-olds. The Debutant Stakes for the fillies and the Futurity Stakes. The only problem, I suppose, really, Barry, is the ground at the moment. There's no doubt we've had plenty of rain all the week. You've probably seen Clarny there last night, had to pass an inspection this morning before it could go ahead. So the ground is definitely going to be on the soft side here, which could change things a little bit. But the Debutant Stakes at 3:45 is certainly a very interesting contest. There was a race there at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago called the Silver Flash Stakes, and on that occasion, Donica Bryan's A Shale emerged on top. Beat a horse called Pretty Gorgeous, trained by Joseph, of course, Butter in good style, with Snowfall claimed by the father back in four places on that occasion. All three were new rivalry again. I think Shale probably could come out on top once again. She was a very good winner at Gordon Park before this, and showed herself well capable of dealing with soft ground, which the others haven't actually done yet. Pretty Gorgeous won on good ground at Bennistown, and Snowfall also won on good ground at the Curra. So I do think the soft ground would suit Shale, and she might be good enough to win. One of her bigger dangers, though, might be a horse called Mala, claimed by Jim Bulger, a wide margin winner on very soft ground at Galway Festival there a couple of weeks ago, won by 9 lengths on that occasion. Very, very impressive, and certainly well due a test in this type of company. She has a bit to prove, probably, to beat Delisha Shale, but she certainly should be on the premises at the finish. In the Futurity Stakes at 4:45, another very interesting contest here, and again some very interesting runners. Military Style for Aidan O'Brien was a Group 3 winner last time of the Tyrox Stakes at Leopardstown, and beat a horse called Van Gogh in good style. Also under one there called Southern Cape finished 7 for Dunnock O'Brien. That should improve a bit. Military Style, I think, probably got first run on that occasion, made all the running. I think it was a good ride on that occasion by Corey Peggy, and he just might have stole a march on the on his rivals. He just might struggle to confirm that form with Van Gogh on tomorrow. I just think Shamey Heffernan's mount has more scope for improvement. But the big talking horse here is a horse called Cadillac. Now, he certainly looked a bit like a Cadillac when winning first and out at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. He won by 9 lengths on that occasion. Very, very impressive. Now, he was due to run in that race at Leopardstown, but didn't run because of the firm ground. So now that the ground is on the easy side, I think Cadillac will be a leading fancy for Jessica Harden. She has some very, very good two-year-olds, as we know, and Shane Foley seems to order this one. He has to step up on form, I suppose, to beat the likes of Military Style and Van Gogh, but I just think maybe with the talk behind him, Cadillac could be the one here in that 4:45.
One keeping an eye on there at the Curra on Saturday. As we said, also great action below in Killarney. We've been enjoying that immensely over the last couple of days. Always a great festival, but unfortunately this year no crowds, Martin.
No crowds at all. I was love watching racing. Clarence, it's one of the most picturesque tracks in the country, and it does always get a decent crowd. Unfortunately, the weather hasn't really played ball either down there, I have to say. It has been very, very wet down there. They've got about 30 mils of rain since racing started last Wednesday, so they're doing very well to get through it at the moment. I think tomorrow's card is a nice one to end off the programme. The feature race is the 4 o'clock, the live stream and Boys Force Handicap Hurdle, and some interesting ones here. I think one of Gordon Eddy's, Sharif Dazeel, a good fourth to Galway Festival for last time. He loved this test over 2.6 miles on very soft ground and must have a very big chance. Mark McNiff is a stable going in very, very good style at the moment, and his horse William of Wakeham has won his last two races in very good style. He won off a mark of 95, then he won off a mark of 109, now he's run off 118, so he certainly should take high rank here, although he is creeping up the handicap, as we can see. Sky Marshall for Charles Bourne definitely has to have a chance. When Noel Kelly's Decor Alande has a tough task with top weight, but it was four to Cobb last time and is a useful animal. I think it's a very open race. I think Sky Marshall and Sharif Dazeel are the two probably that could fight it out. The beginner's chase then at 4:35. Starmax is certainly overdue a win here and should be able to get it for Joseph Ryan and JJ Seven. The big danger here could be Play the Game for John McConnell, a useful sort over hurdles and could be very interested in making his first run over fences. In the later race then, the 5:35, the Grade B handicap chase. Some interesting horses here. Willie Mullins has a couple of strong contenders in Live Love Laugh and Blazer, who both ran the Galway Plate and then ran 2 days later at the Galway Festival. Blazer, I think, was getting into contention on that second occasion when he made a bad mistake at the second last fence. The soft ground might not totally suit him, but he certainly wouldn't be too far away. Mind's Eye for Henry Devonhead, very useful animal, but I think the soft ground could be against him here. And one that may be coming towards the bottom, I think, Barry Herscott Smith's Corner was a good winner there last night at Killarney, and sure they go very close here off the way to 10-1. Now he will get a penalty for that, but Simon Turns claimed 7 off him. I just think he's an improving sort of horse and he might just be good enough to win that 5:35 event.
So Smith's Corner, another one to keep an eye on in Killarney on Saturday. The big race across the pond is the Skybet Eber Handicap, always an interesting race. It'll be about 6 or 7 to 1 to field, Martin. What do you think is the value bet in that?
Yeah, well, Roger Varian's Fujara Prince is a favourite at the moment. Good winner at Ascot when last seen, and Andrea Azzini takes the mountain this time around 11-2. As you said, it's a very, very wide open race. Two very interesting Irish runners here. A horse called True Self from Woody Mullen, who likes going to York. And I certainly, this one has a very good chance. She's a very good mare, this one. Started off in bumpers, but he suddenly realised that she was a lot better than that. She won a couple of races last season. And she did try some very exhausted company of late. She was fourth to Magic Hill in the Group 1 Pretty Polly Stakes. Now, obviously, that was a step too far for her. And last time, she might have been a little bit disappointing. But I just think the ease in the ground in York, the mile and six was suited to the ground. And Jason Austin is a good booking. I think this one has a good each way chance around 9 or 10 to 1. The other interesting runner is Pondus for Joseph Bryan. This one was a good winner of a listed race at Roscommon earlier in the season on very testing ground. Last time probably wasn't so good on a quicker ground at Leperstown when we were finishing fourth. But Jamie Spencer is a very interesting booking. He is a bundle jockey who likes to settle his mount towards the rear, and then in a big field like this over a mile and six, he'd be treading his way through the field up the straight, and he certainly could be produced with a good challenge here. I think he's around 10 to 1 this one. This one is likely to head towards something like the Melbourne Cup, owned by the same owner as Rekindling, and this fella, he certainly does love having the horses going for the Melbourne Cup. He looks a real stare in the making, this one, and he must go well. I think the two Irish should go well here. It's a very, as I can say, wide open race. Likes of Monica Sheriff for William Haggis has a good chance here, and also he's another one called Pablo Escobar. Both of those are very well fancied in the betting market, but I do think a little each way on True Self and Pondus could bring some good support there for the Irish punters.
Yeah, a couple against the field there for Martin in that feature race, and we're looking ahead to Nace on Sunday. It's a 1:50 start. Martin, 7 races down for decision. We've got a Group 3 and a listed race on that card.
We have indeed, and the feature race actually is a new race, Barry, that was thought of this year. It's actually worth 320,000. It's the richest two-year race in Europe, valuable wise. It's not Group 1 or anything like that, but it's a kind of a race. It's a what you call a median auction race, where the sire has to be have a median price of less than 75,000. So kind of no horses like Dark Angel or Galileo or any of those really good horses that can actually run in this. But some very interesting. It's been very well supported, and the likely favourite is actually trained in England, the horse called TV's Company. Now, actually, this horse was in action yesterday when he finished second in a big sales race at York, but he is intended to run at Nace on Sunday. Now, he has some very good form. He's weighed 107. He was second to probably one of the best two horses in Ireland at the moment, called Battleground, in a group race at Goodwood in late July. Before that, he was second in a group race at Newmarket, so he certainly has a big chance. Gary Carroll rides this one. The ground could be fairly soft at Nace, which may or may not play in his favour. I think he probably won't mind it, and he must have a good chance. He's probably a better horse over 7 forms, but it's a stiff 6 at Nace. He loved uphill finish, and he certainly won't be too far away. Plenty of course of Irish dangers here, though. Lots of runners, one or two from Aidan O'Brien there with a chance. Chief Little Hawk, certainly good second last time to Frenetic at the Curragh over 5. He's probably better over 6 and would have a bit of a chance here. Well, Joseph, of course, his son, has an interesting horse called State of Rest, who ran some good races in Group Company of late and has to have entered the argument here. One I do like, though, as maybe a better price horse called Mona Sid for Kevin Hendegast, has won his last two races in very good style, has shown that he can handle testing ground, and that could be important on Sunday. Chris Hayes takes the mount. He's drawn 10 of the 20 runners right in the middle of the track, so gives his rider some options whether to go left or go right, and I just think he's got some very good form in his in his pace at the moment. I think he's really going good, going very well, and he could be good each way chance. Also, Johnny Murtis, Measured Magic, who has a good, he's having a great season. Johnny has some very good form over five for her, and whether she gets a six now remains open to be seen, but she must have a bit of a chance as well. But I think Mona Sid could be the one to beat there. In the other race, you said the listed race, the opening race, I think at the 150, Ken Condon Train could be king, has a very good chance here. He finished fourth at the Curragh, or sorry, at Cork last time in a listed race. Now, he didn't get a clear run on that occasion. I just think he has a good chance of beating Current Option, who actually won that race by half a length. This one's only beaten by a length and a half, but he couldn't get a run at all in the last two furlongs. I just think maybe with a clear run this time, he certainly has a good chance. In the group race, the Stanera Stakes, some very interesting horses here. Castanza certainly sets the standard for Dermot Wells. She's the highest runner in the race. She was a winner of a listed race at Gordon Park already this season. She won five races last season, really much improved filly, very likely a filly. She faced a kind of a stiff task here against some useful Aidan O'Brien contenders, including Passion, who was third to Tanarwa last time, the Munster Oaks, having also been third to Even So in the Derry Irish Oaks. She was a little bit disappointing last time, but I think she has a good chance and would be the likely danger to Castaza. I think Castaza is probably good enough to win. Later on the card, then maybe in the 4:30, a horse called Lusttown Baba, William McCreary, who loved the soft ground, was a good winner on this card last season. I wouldn't be surprised to see her going in again in the 4:30 race.
Yeah, so plenty to look forward to there over the course of the weekend, both here and across the pond in the UK. If you were to put two or three forward as the best bets of the weekend, Martin, where would they be?
With the ground currently at the Curragh in the 3:10 tomorrow, a horse called Downforce for William McCurry certainly loves that testing ground. He might just be good enough to beat the likes of Make a Challenge and Speaking Colours, who have been kept busy. Downforce is fresh, he loves the soft ground, and he will be a decent price here. I think in other races at the Curragh, maybe a horse called Thunder Kiss in the 4:15 for Gerard Lyons certainly will have a chance. Down at Killarney, certainly like a chance of Star Max in that 4:35, and I'll go along with Smith's Corner if he turns up again in that 5:25. But at Nace on Sunday, I do like the chance it could be King in that 1:50. I really think it's a solid chance. Well, in the consolation race for the big race, the 3:55, the Silver Ballygane Stakes, horse called the Blue Panther. I know this one connections were very keen for him to get into the big race, but he obviously just missed out on the ballot there. He goes in the smaller race now. It's worth 80,000, but it's drawn to, ridden by Gary Carroll, has some very good form, and the Blue Panther could be worth a bet about 8 or 10 to 1.
Very interesting there, Martin. We'll be keeping a close eye on all of them selections. Many thanks again for joining us on Drive Time Sport on this Friday. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
You will, of course, Barry. You take care. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.